From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Labor Department says consumer prices rose a modest 0.2% in September. It was twice that in August. Diane Swank of Mesirow Financial says September's inflation figures are more evidence that inflation is not a concern.
We continue to see an improvement in the core CPI figures, and I think we're going to continue to see that trend as we move into 2010.
That means the Federal Reserve will probably be able to keep interest rates low for quite some time to help stimulate the economy. Also today, the Labor Department reported that initial claims for unemployment benefits dropped last week, contrary to most economists' expectations. A new report shows the number of homeowners falling into foreclosure rose in the third quarter of this year. NPR's Jack Speer has more.
If the housing market is embarking on a major turnaround, you'd never know it from the latest foreclosure numbers. California-based RealtyTrack, which monitors foreclosure figures nationwide, says there were nearly 938,000 foreclosure filings for the 3 months ending in September. That means properties that were in some stage of foreclosure, either default notices, scheduled auctions, or bank repossessions. One in every 136 U.S. housing units was in some stage of foreclosure. Nevada continued to have the nation's highest foreclosure rate, roughly six times the national average, followed by Arizona and California. RealtyTrack reports foreclosure filings in the third quarter were up 5% from the prior quarter and nearly 23% from the same period a year ago. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.
The government of Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has denied a British newspaper report that Italy's secret services in Afghanistan paid the Taliban thousands of dollars to ensure safety in the area controlled by Italian troops. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
Berlusconi's office said the report in the Times of London is completely groundless. Defense Minister Ignazio La Russa called it rubbish. Quoting Western military officials, including NATO officers, the article said Italy had paid tens of thousands of dollars to Taliban commanders and warlords in the Surabi district east of Kabul. The Times accused Italy of not informing its allies, misleading French troops that took over the area in mid-2008. Shortly afterwards, the French contingent was ambushed and 10 soldiers were killed. The report said that because the French knew nothing of the bribes, they had made a catastrophically incorrect threat assessment. A senior NATO officer in Kabul told the Times it might well make sense to buy off local groups to keep violence down, but it's madness not to inform your allies. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 16 points, just under 10,000 at 99.99. The NASDAQ Composite Index is down 9 points. This is NPR News. Supreme Court officials say Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who had cancer surgery earlier this year, has been released from a hospital after an overnight stay. Doctors say Ginsburg became very drowsy after taking cold medicine and sleeping medicine together and falling from her seat as she was on a plane preparing to fly to London. Ginsburg was taken from the plane to the hospital. Google is launching a new service for booksellers next year called Google Editions that will let readers buy electronic books and read them anywhere. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Rachel Miro has more.
This marks the first time the Silicon Valley giant will charge for electronic books. According to the company official in charge of the program, publishers would set the price and get 45% of the profits. Google, acting as a wholesaler, would collect the rest, but give, quote, the vast majority of its take to retailers, like BarnesandNoble.com, Sony's e-book store, and Amazon's Kindle store. Thanks in large part to the Kindle, U.S. e-book sales last year totaled more than $100 million. Small potatoes compared to the estimated $24 billion spent on all books last year. But now Google's entering the market. And unlike ebooks purchased for the Kindle, books bought through Google Editions will be viewable on any device that can connect to the internet, laptop, smartphone, whatever. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
A federal judge in California has refused to throw out a lawsuit challenging the state's ban on same-sex marriage. And the judge told a lawyer for the group that initially proposed the ban to bring evidence to the trial showing that legal same-sex marriages would undermine heterosexual marriages. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.